The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Okay, I see we have 42 degrees in Reno at the moment, 42. 39 degrees in Carson City at the moment, and also Gardnerville, Minden, and it's 40 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Well, good morning, friends. I'm John Potter with Craig out in Carson City. It's looking good. Oh, my God. The fall colors are here. I don't even have to tell you where. They're everywhere. Fall colors, gorgeous, and what a day for the Nevada Day Parade in Carson City. And perfect picture. What, yeah, I mean, happy birthday, Nevada. Today we celebrate more than a state. We celebrate a treasure of natural beauty and heritage. From the deserts to the mountain peaks, may every corner we explore fill our hearts with joy. Wishing everybody a Nevada day filled with adventure. Those are not my words. You can tell they're too good, right? They're not my words. Those are from the Nevada State Museum's press release today. So, but I wholeheartedly support it. So happy Nevada Day, Craig.
Well, happy Nevada Day to you. I still celebrated on the 31st, the real day, but...
You know, there are a few folks like you. I do miss those days when Nevada Day was on Halloween. I did not mind it. I didn't think it was a smear on our fine historic background. And I thought it was kind of funny at the Nevada Day Parade when you had Halloween and Nevada Day on the same day that now and then in the Nevada Day Parade back on... Back then, you would see a wolf man or Frankenstein walking the parade.
Yeah, and what a better day for giving out candy along the parade route, too.
Exactly. By the way, prepare your kids on the candy, now that Craig brought that up. Sore subject here. You know, I rant every day. Okay, first it was inflation. Then it was the product size thing. Well, wait till you see how big the so-called Halloween candies are. You know, a couple of years ago, bite size was like pretty big. It's minuscule right now. The little tiny Snickers, little tiny squares. It's like if you had like a box of See's candy, and that's how big they are. That's how big the Halloween candies are, like the little See's candies in the box.
I went to my bank Thursday, and on the counter they had the Halloween candy, and they were smaller than even the See's candies.
It was a bit of a shock. I thought they tried to make it so you don't really notice how it's downsized.
Yeah, they blow the bags with air just like they do the chips.
Well, they went all out this time on the little tiny tasters. It's a disgrace, and it's incumbent upon us grown-ups now to toss in three or four of them. Thank you, candy companies. Oh, my gosh. I will say this thing about inflation, though. I'm actually getting stronger with age because I can now lift $100 worth of groceries with one hand.
Oh, that's good. I remember when it was like $10 a bag.
Yeah, that was a good weight there. Yeah.
Had to make numerous trips to the car to pick them up because there were so many
bags.
Yes.
Okay, so how was your week, my friend? Anything big?
No, actually, and...
Just fixing stuff like you always do.
Well, fixing stuff and paying attention and doing the duties as assigned, you know? There's a lot of them, but I enjoy it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in the business doing it.
Good for you. I had an MRI on Tuesday for a medical issue. It's great being 70. You know what I'm saying? And I thought you'd just lie down, you know, and it takes a scan and you're out. Well, it's a very tight tunnel. And this thing, I was in it for like half an hour. I think they wanted to scan my brain in there to see why I have this fear of claustrophobia. I don't. And then You know, I had another issue to take care of at another building in the hospital. You know, us seniors, we have lots of things to do at the hospital, and that part was getting a corrected prescription for medical equipment. So I walk in to that part of the hospital. I had no appointment at this clinic, four cubicles, five workers behind all the counters to help you. No waiting. I sat down. They took care of everything in like 15, 20 minutes, and it hit me. It hit me. This was what customer service was like, especially here. Remember customer service? Remember everywhere. I remember paying my phone bill at Nevada Bell on East Plum. Walk-in. Didn't bother to mail because it was so easy to walk. Nice lobby. Big display of all the new phones you could get, the different colors and the styles. And if you had an issue, a phone wasn't working right, the bill's wrong, they were all there at the counter to help. And there was a specialist at a desk. You could order new service or close an account. And I think Sierra Power was a few doors down. And you could pay both bills in like 5 minutes. We even had an IRS building on West Moana. And if you had an issue with your taxes, they were actually there to help people in person. Or I don't know, folks. Did I dream that? That could be. I do have some pretty vivid dreams, but I think we had this in the 70s, 80s. It was like this wasn't. Right, long-timers? I didn't dream that, did I? The DMV, dare I say, was a pleasant experience.
What?
And for the longest time, we had the two DMV Expresses. One over there at the Reno Town Mall. Old Town Mall. I still go back to my original
roots. Yes, we're not
and
talking.
And one over in Sparks.
Right, we're not talking just the kiosks. They had people work in these express locations.
Yeah.
And they had the big place on Galetti, which was pretty efficient. Well, now I say it's efficient. Back in the day, I didn't say it is. Compared to the new place, so streamlined. How far we come? Not in the right direction. Okay, calendar check.
10 days! 10 days!
Well, you know what I'm talking about, but let me start with Halloween.
5 days! 5!
But, wow, so fitting. Halloween and Election Day so close together, right? Skeletons and campaign signs in your neighborhood. I gotta say, I love the black plastic grave marker that just reads, "I told you I was sick."
That's good. I like that.
It's good. I always laugh at that. Halloween, of course. More fun when we were kids. Now the kids trick-or-treat in, like, the middle of the afternoon. What is that? And they go to the houses of people they already know. Oh, that's scary. Always a homemade costume back in the day. I was Dracula. Weren't we all boomers? The costumes, usually black, no reflectors. And when we got home, we emptied the bag on the rug, and we would spread it out. And if anything was unwrapped or tampered with, you had to eat that one right away. Right? Because it could go bad. That's
how stale we candy is not fun.
No, well, listen, also, I personally don't mind 6-foot-tall kids coming to the door on Halloween night. I don't, just come,
may I see your ID, please?
What is that? Let's all have fun. Everybody have fun. My gosh, I have had it. Adults come for trick or treat. I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me. You get many trick or treaters, Craig?
No, I'm in a senior living community that's, the doors lock at 5 o'clock. Seriously.
That's fun.
Yeah, you have to have a key card to get in. No, we can get in or out. We have a key card to get in or out.
Okay. Well, as for the election, my neighborhood was full of Kamala signs, with just a sprinkling of Trump signs. And now, just this week, all the Trump voters finally got their signs out. Why did they wait? Why they did this last time? I think we have a lot of shy Trumpers in town. And one question I have, it's 2024, right? Why am I hearing that we may not know the election results for up to 2 days, or could be three, 2 to 3 days after polling closes? How did we tabulate votes so much faster years ago?
We didn't have mail-in.
The mail-in, that's it. But we had far simpler technology, too, back in the day. So anyway, we currently at 884-9910, we have zero calls. So I think it falls to me to tell you what I think about that, which is unfortunate because you're probably smarter than I am. Actually, I'm pretty certain you are in these matters, as my wife will tell you. about the election. Oh, I was just driving to work this morning. Folks, you probably saw this billboard. It's on a very, very busy street. I was driving northbound Kitski, coming up before Moana, and there's a big, huge billboard, and it says, Kamala Harris supports raising the minimum wage. And at first I assumed it was directed at lower income voters. I thought, well, that should get her some votes from those workers and their families. But then I thought, oh, wow, I think that's a billboard trying to appeal to the other side. You know, the billboard, it didn't really say exactly who paid for it. It said in the little letters, it said something like paid for by Americans for responsible government or some BS thing like that, something like that. Which side do you think paid for a Kamala Harris supports raising the minimum wage, that billboard here in Reno? I think now that I think about, I think it was a group of Republicans. And the real tip-off, to appeal to people who are against raising the minimum wage. And I think the real tip-off that it was paid by Republicans is that her picture in this billboard, she's not smiling. It's almost like the unflattering pictures the media uses for Trump. She's kind of not smiling, and that's kind of the tip-off to me. But otherwise, I don't know about you folks. I'm sure hearing the word fascist a lot. Yeah, it's that's a very big word now with the media, fascist. Actually, if you look back at history, and I'm a history nut, every single Republican presidential candidate has been called a fascist in the presidential elections. Ever since, well, they didn't do it to Dwight Eisenhower, right, because he fought World War II, he fought the fascists. But every single, Harry S. Truman called Thomas E. Dewey a fascist. It started there. Look it up in history. And every single Republican presidential candidate from, oh my gosh, Nixon, Reagan, the Bushes, Dole, is always called the fascist by close to Election Day. If you look at the history, they always pull that word out. And so that's the media word of the week for Republicans. Not weird. You can toss weird aside. Now it's a fascist. All right, let's go to the phones. We did get a call. David calling from Reno. Hey, David, thanks for calling. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the call. One of the things that I don't hear enough about that is concerning to me is the ballots that are discounted, that are thrown out. Everybody's talking about, oh, well, illegals, people voting, they shouldn't have the right to vote. But there's not much talk about, there's a group of people in every city, and they review the ballots, and they look at them, and they go, oh, gee, no, this isn't a good signature. We're going to throw this out. Well, in order to see the signature, they got to see who you voted for. So what's to say that there's not a bunch of government workers that are saying, oh yeah, this guy voted for Trump. So, oh no, the signature's no good. We got to throw it out. So I don't hear enough about ballots that are being thrown out.
So, David, I'll correct you on one thing. The signature is on the envelope, not on the ballot. They don't even have to open the envelope to get to the signature.
Ah.
So they can't throw it out because of knowing that it's a Trump vote, because until they open it, looking at the signature, until they verify the signature, that's when they open it.
So when I vote in person, on the machine, I have to sign a thing. I have to put my signature on there saying that, okay, I'm doing this legally, I'm not illegal, blah, blah, blah. Even though I don't sign my ID or show my ID, I have to sign it.
Actually, when you go, and I just did this, by the way, a couple of days ago, I went to Reno Town Mall. You go through the front counter first, the table setup, and that's where they check out your identity. And I always offer, I always flash a driver's license, and they always say, we don't need that. But they do have you sign in front of them, and you sign it, and they show you the signature on record, I guess just to show you, yeah, we're on top of this. But they had all my information right there, and it seemed pretty legit, that ID checking in the beginning before you get to the machine. Well, they give you the card to use on the machine after you prove your identity at the table.
And they won't.
Yeah. David, I got to go. Thanks.
Yeah, they won't ask for your ID unless the signatures don't match.
Well, you know, that's a real gray area to me, because how close do they examine those or the machine, I should say. I hear the machine that compares signatures on the mail-in ballots, you can set it to be super picky, accurate, or you can loosen it up. And if you loosen up the machine examining the signature, the ballot can be processed faster. And when the crunch is on election night, I heard the machine was kind of loosened. I shouldn't bring up stuff I heard of, but I do know some people, after spending most of my life here, some folks in the know on this thing. But listen, the gold standard is to vote in person. I don't trust those ballots. And you know what? In the old days, I would turn in my ballot and then go to the machine. I turn in my ballot at the location. I don't do that anymore. I take the ballot home with me, because when you give your ballot to the big box, there's a security concern, I think, that I have of what somebody could do with those ballots that are tossed in the box from people who are going to vote with a machine. So vote in person. That way your vote is bound to be counted. The machine is good. I'm impressed with the machine, and it shows you the printout and everything. And take your ballot home, the mail-in ballot. Ah, mail-in ballots. 884-9910 is our phone number. I'm John Potter, live and local. And here till noon, we're going to have some fun. Give us a call on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 924.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
John Potter, live and local. Hello, hello. 927. Happy Nevada Day. We're going to be talking with Derek Lee, of course, Brain Health, next segment. For now, thanks for your calls, 884-9910. Always great to hear another voice. We're going to be talking exotic animals at 10:30. That's our guest at 10:30. Open lines, though, from 10 to 10:30. Let's talk to Liz, calling from Old Southwest Reno. Hey, Liz, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning, John. I just wanted to thank you. You were talking about old-fashioned service, and I wanted to thank you for Kevin Reaney Insurance, because that's what I got after 9 years of another company. So he is just great for old-fashioned service, and I thank you very much.
Did I let it out that he is my insurance agent? I'm such a blabbermouth.
Well, he did tell me that, yes, and he said you had a beautiful property.
Yeah, well, I invite you to work on that beautiful property every afternoon. It's a lot of work. It's a massive yard and all, but it's beautiful. You're right. I appreciate it, Liz. Did you vote yet?
Oh, yes, a couple days ago.
How was your experience?
Excellent. The line was out at the Reno Town Mall all the way up to the steps, but there were two or three people moving the people through and getting the people that shouldn't have been in line out. You know, like the ones that had their, they just wanted to deposit their ballot. And so they were clearing those people out so that those of us who wanted to use the machines, it wasn't very, you know what I'm saying? It was
so
really
easy. I picked the sweet spot, I guess. We went Thursday at about, it was 12:45, and I thought there'd be a big lunch crowd. But no, we just waltzed right in and voted, and everybody there, the guy at the counter said, "Oh my gosh, you really picked a good time to come," because I've heard the same thing, Liz, that the line has been out the door out there. Did you see the three, look to your right when you go in there, opposite the machines, did you see the three very serious, dour-faced observers?
Yes, I did, and I was wondering which party they were from, but I could guess.
I don't know, but they didn't break a stare. I mean, they were looking grim. I wanted to go get them some sugar cookies or something to light my...
Or because, some of that good coffee down the hall.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Liz. I appreciate your call. Have a great day. Nevada Day, I mean. Yeah, they... you know, to me... And I say this, they were looking dour and serious. To me, Election Day is an uplifting, positive, fun day. Oh, boy, we're going to vote. This is one of the greatest things we can do as Americans. But too many serious people. And I think
I blame the media once again.
Okay, we got a break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local. Derek Lee, we're talking health up next. We're going to check on how his diet's going. Very effective so far. He said he lost 20 pounds last Saturday. So can't wait to get into how this diet works. It's the simplest thing in the world. Open topic starting at 10 o'clock. We're going to talk some politics for sure then on this Nevada Day. Happy Nevada Day on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:31.
The time to talk is now, live and local.
Yeah, this is Chad. Thank you, Brad.
I listen to you sometimes, periodically, when you're on the radio. And I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hello,
I'm John Potter, live and local, and it's Derek Lee. Hey, Derek, I'm glad you came.
Thanks, John. It's great to be here.
Oh, he's good to have company here. Derek is an amazing health expert, especially when it comes to the brain, but really he's a full-body health expert because so much in the body affects the brain and vice versa. And but first things first, the Derek diet is lots of water, no grains, no sugar. He eats fruits and meats. So what's the latest on the Derek diet that you've been undergoing now for, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
I did not lose any weight this week. However, I did not gain any weight this week. And I cheated often this week.
That's the American way, my man.
It is.
High five.
Two steps forward, one and a half steps back.
My my experience with diets is they're great for, I think, 3.5 days ago. No, that's about average. Like you folks, I have tried 22 different diets. I once bought the South Beach Diet book, spent a lot of money on that, opened up to page one. First thing it tells me, no coffee. I didn't read anything after that. It went in the trash. Yeah, so I can't do it without coffee. Can't. Now, let me see. Is coffee in your diet? It says just lots of water, no grains, no sugar.
You can drink coffee.
Oh, okay. So how did you cheat? What happened?
Well.
What broke you down?
Eggnog.
The eggnog did it.
Yep. My partner's in skilled nursing, and I got her some of her favorite eggnog. And
well, you can't turn that down, can you?
I gave her a glass of eggnog, and
because you're a nice guy.
Uh-huh. And then I tasted it. And that was my mistake, was tasting it. If I don't taste it, I'm okay not having any. But as soon as I taste it, it's like this itch inside of you that you can't stop until you just. And so this is why I don't buy snacks also. Because if I buy snacks, then my goal shifts from I have to just consume the snacks until they're gone. So I ended up drinking a quart of eggnog one night for dinner. And that's 1,600 calories, by the way. You and I found
you
interesting.
You just lose all control. You're just a maniac.
This is why I kind of built this diet the way I did, because I can stick with meats and fruits. But I also know that I had this really big weakness to snacking things because there's no satisfaction. You just want more and more and more, which I believe has to do with either something salty or something sweet, which also could be derived from alcohol.
Well, that's why you pick the fruits here.
That's
because
right.
It takes care of the sugar cravings,
that's right.
As you say. So the fruits are the substitution for that and the meats. Okay.
Yep.
The eggnog. I understand. I fully understand. Do you sprinkle the nutmeg on top?
No, I just drink it right out of the carton until it's gone.
Well, you know, nowadays they make some good pre-made eggnog out there.
So have you ever had the Southern Comfort eggnog?
Now we're talking the...
It's non-alcoholic. It is actually eggnog from Southern Comfort. They make an eggnog specifically with non-alcohol. They have two versions, regular eggnog and a vanilla spice eggnog. If you decide to try that, just know that you're going to be in for more than just one serving.
I would lose all control. I would mix it with ice cream.
Oh, that's fantastic thought, John.
Let's not talk about it.
I'm going to go get some more.
Well, I think the first step to make a diet successful is to clear out all the bad food in your house. You have to do that. That's the first step. And the second step, when you go to the supermarket, just buy beans and rice. Don't buy those bags of Frito-Lays. That's where it stops, really.
That is. That's the key, is eat. If you're going to go to the store and go shopping for food, eat before you go shopping.
Yeah.
That way you stay on purpose when you go buy groceries.
Yeah. Oh, I can find an excuse for eating junk food like that. I mean, I think I've had a bad day. Oh,
yeah.
a dog peed on the front lawn. That's very frustrating. Where were the Cheetos? I'm like that. You know, this ties in with the topic you wanted to bring up today, and that's emotional stress.
Yep.
Emotional stress breaks down diets. It's the enemy of diets. But why bring up emotional stress today?
Well, we're in the middle of a lot of political upheaval, we'll say. And that is, for some people, that is extremely stressful.
Well, yes. I'm a fascist, you know. half the population of America has been called a fascist because of our... anyway, go ahead.
So when we, even if we might not necessarily be that involved with politics, the energy of the state of humanity right now is political. So just because we might not, as individuals, we're not involved with politics, but we might be under severe stress because of politics. And it might not be us personally, but we might feel stressed out because everyone around us is stressed out. So if we're trying to diet or we're trying to lose weight when there's extreme emotional stress, it can be extremely challenging. And so if we get into emotional eating, the biggest factor, if you are on a diet and you do just give yourself a day or a meal to just go off diet, the biggest factor is, don't judge yourself because you went off diet. Just know that
that kind of gives you an excuse, though.
No, it doesn't. What it does is it takes the judgment off the fact you could not maintain the diet. And so if you don't have the judgment on cheating on your diet, then it's not really cheating because I just couldn't deal with this right now. And then once you have that meal or that substance of a pint of ice cream or a quart of eggnog, and then you just let go of that. Like, I just need to do this for myself. I need to feel okay. I need to just feel something better. Mm-hmm. Then the next day, you go right back on the diet, and you don't have the beat up. You don't have the judgment. You don't have that emotion, because that compounds the emotional stress because you went off your diet. And then we beat ourselves up because we went off our diet. If we just acknowledge the fact that we're under so much emotional stress. This is what I had to do. I drank a quart of eggnog for dinner this week. 1,600 calories.
Shame on you.
100 grams of fat in that. And this is at night.
You disgust me.
And I did not gain any weight okay. this week. So, well, this is my point is
Okay.
I'm aware of the fact that I did that. And I did that because I chose to do that.
Okay.
So that takes the judgment out of it because you are making a clear choice of I'm doing this for a reason. I'm doing this because I'm so stressed out that I just need to feel something different. And that is also can be like a reset for the body. Mm-hmm. You know, professional bodybuilders, professional athletes, they're on strict diets to maintain their own health, but they also give themselves cheat days because they also are aware of the fact that they need to reload their body full of sugars and carbohydrates so they can repair their bodies easier. So everyone, it doesn't matter how strict of a diet people are on, they still allow themselves to load up with carbohydrates, to load up with fat, to load up with whatever it is, because everyone knows that you cannot maintain a strict diet indefinitely. So if you sometimes give yourselves that out. You know,
yeah, there's always going to be an end to the diet. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is be okay with the fact that maybe you just need something in the food that you're craving, but don't make it a habit. Like once a week, just give yourself, okay, once a week on Sunday night, I'm just going to go into this full bore. Or maybe Sunday for breakfast or Saturday for breakfast. But what I'm getting is, so your progress isn't I dropped 5 pounds every week for a month. But then you start binge eating and then you start beating yourself up because I just gained 5 pounds back. Well, instead of looking at the fact you gained 5 pounds, you're over a period of, say, 5 weeks, you're still 5 pounds down in total. So instead of looking at it from week to week, let's look at a longer picture.
Okay, you kind of remind me of one of my diets that I invented, and that was not to eat anything on Saturday.
Fasting.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know if you heard what he does. He does not eat on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Not at all.
Some people can do that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like much fun to me at all.
Me either.
I think when it comes to emotional stress, I recommend this because it's worked great for me. Don't watch the news. No, I mean it.
No,
especially right now. I'm at the point where I'm thankful Channel 2 cut me off the air and walked me out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel better. I don't have to look at this ridiculous sniping and name-calling and negativity and this world. Oh, they present it like the world is ending. It's not. It's a beautiful world. And another way to beat emotional stress is to be thankful.
If
you're thankful, that leads you to happiness. Okay, Preacher John is going to be back after the break, and then we're going to get to your products. You've been very gracious not to come here and just try to sell your products, but to give us this wisdom for better living. And I truly do appreciate that, Derek Lee. And by the way, his website is brainhealthformulas.com. We're going to talk about his new products and about a big topic is the organs and the glands that you want to talk about.
Yeah, thyroid, pancreas,
I lost the
prostate.
Okay, I lost the email, but you do want to talk about organs.
That's it, organs okay. and glands.
I should have read it further. I'm sorry. We're going to take a break. Be right back. Phone number 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 948.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter, Derek Lee for one more segment on health, especially brain health. The top brain health headline today in the news is MRI indicates that poor sleep translates to poor brain health. Oh, I'm sunk. That's bad news for me. Never had more than 5-6 hours sleep. I seem to be fine, though. Thanks to Derek Lee's Restore product that you can get at brainhealthformulas.com. All right, let's get to those crazy organs, my friend.
Yes.
You have something big to say about what's in our body. Go ahead.
So if we look at, you know, as we age, we have thyroid disorders. We have type 2 diabetes. Men, as we age, we deal with prostate issues. We deal with, you know, if the spleen's not working properly, if the gallbladder's not working properly, we don't process meats, we don't process fats, we don't, our liver does not produce enough bile. And so all these things factor in as we age. So if one of those glands isn't working properly, then we cannot process sugars efficiently. Thyroid has to do with metabolism. If our thyroid's not working properly, we don't metabolize foods properly. If the prostate's not working well, we have difficulties going to the bathroom. We don't produce enough testosterone. So all these things go out of whack. And so thyroid disorders also can also be referred to as Hashimoto's disease, which is considered to be an autoimmune disorder. If the pancreas isn't working properly, that's considered to be type 2 diabetes. Prostate inflamed, that's prostate inflamed. There's probably some prostateitis or something like that. So if we look at these things where thyroid's not working properly, pancreas is not working properly, those are considered to be autoimmune disorders. But if we can get medications that promote the functionality of these glands, is it really considered to be an autoimmune disorder? Or is it really more of a deficiency in the function of the gland? And that's what the medication does, is it stimulates the production of the gland to produce those hormones.
What medication is that?
So for thyroids, T3, T4, I believe there's synthetic versions and more of natural versions. And then for type 2 diabetes, there's an infinite amount of Ozempic medicine for type 2 diabetes. And metformin is more of an oral capsule, oral pill. And this aids us in, you know, I could be wrong with this statement. Someone who's diabetic could probably clarify this for me, that it helps us break down or transform or uptake nutrients or break down sugars, helps the pancreas produce insulin to mm-hmm. transform yeah. into sugars. But if it's truly an autoimmune disorder, our immune system would be continually attacking that gland. And the fact that we have medications that promote the production of insulin for the pancreas, then arguably it's not really an autoimmune disorder, it's just a dysfunction. And so how can we actually support these glands to turn on or to function more properly? Mm-hmm. Pancreas, thyroid, all of the glands. And then, so thyroid, it needs iodine. Pancreas, arguably, it probably needs iodine as well. There's prostate, it needs all kinds of weird stuff that I don't think science really understands. So if we look at iodine, we're deficient. We look at, fulvic acid, F-U-L-V-I-C, that can aid the benefit of thyroid. That can benefit diabetes. That benefits the pancreas. That can benefit the prostate. That can benefit the spleen. That can benefit all the organs, all the glands.
All right, I want some. Where is it?
So the micronutrients, mm-hmm. that's a natural source of seaweed. We also we have shilajit in that, and fulvic acid comes from shilajit, also considered to be lignite. Shilajit is a different name for lignite, mm-hmm. and fulvic acid is a byproduct of that. It's organic materials breaking down, organic plant matters breaking down, and it forms a compressed material.
And these are things that you swear by that
yep.
are in your products.
Correct.
You actually have a Shilajit pill,
yep.
which I've been taking 2 a day.
Yeah, it's great.
It is good. It is good. So which products of brainhealthformulas.com? We're talking about fixing up those organs. What would be your recommendations?
Micronutrients, Shilajit, and even the hair formula.
The micronutrients, is that's the name of
that's
it.
That's it. I do this just for you, John. I know you love names.
Well, it's succinct, and it just says exactly what it is.
That's it.
No catchy weird stuff.
And so here's another factor yeah. is biotin.
Biotin I hear about, yeah.
Biotin benefits the hair, the production of hair. Biotin benefits all the glands. Biotin actually benefits how we break down fats. Biotin affects how we break down sugars. Biotin affects how we can uptake carbohydrates. Biotin is actually can be viewed as a single most necessary vitamin. It's water soluble, so it's arguably we can't really take enough of it. If we don't have enough biotin, we cannot really uptake fats because biotin is actually a coenzyme.
Do you have a biotin product?
It's in the hair formula. It's in all the vitamin C formulas. Vitamin C works very well with biotin. And we have a new product that will be coming out hopefully this week that's going to have biotin in it as well.
Your products on the website, you describe what they do and what they're for, don't
you? Yeah.
Okay. That's brainhealthformulas.com. Got a final minute here, sir.
Well, if anyone has any questions, you can always call also. I'm open to phone calls. My number is 775-634-7789. And if anyone wants to come in, my office, it's in Minden at 2222 Park Place, Suite 3A. People get lost, so you can always call for directions if you get close. And if you're not close, you can always call, and I can always direct you anyways.
All right. And Brain Health Formulas has that information, too, brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, thanks a lot. Wrote it down here. Folks, get the micronutrients product, the Shilajit product, and his hair formula has a good amount of biotin in it. So those are the three that we're focusing on this week that we recommend that you purchase right there. Would you please, for the next 7 days, just stay away from the eggnog? I want to hear about the diet that actually works long term. So no more binges on eggnog, please. Hopefully we'll get some amazing news about your diet next Saturday, okay?
Thank you, John.
Bad boy. All right, breaking for Fox News, and then it's Open Topic, 884-9910. See you then.